Senators introduced four new bills yesterday that would require local governments and schools to pay more for pensions, end two college scholarship programs, and cut the amount that municipalities receive in state funding. Municipalities and schools are concerned about the effect on taxes and services. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The first measure, Senate Bill 207, would shift much of the cost of teacher pensions from the state onto local school districts. Fairbanks Republican Senator Pete Kelly, who supports the change, says he wants to ease the impact on districts.
Obviously, the state is in pretty difficult times. There are some things that we simply can't do anymore. And it's important, though, that as we recognize those things that the state can't afford to do anymore, that we mitigate the impact on communities and provide as many shock absorbers as we can.
Association of Alaska School Boards Executive Director Norm Wooten says districts fear the effect of the higher costs.
My members are very concerned. There's some short-term and some long-term uncomfortableness about this. Short-term is that districts have already issued teacher contracts. They're putting the final touches on their budgets, and yet they still don't know not only what they're not going to get, but what they're going to lose.
In the long term, Wooten says districts could cut programs and lay off staff. The increased costs would be offset in at least the first year by the second measure, Senate Bill 208. This would phase out two college funding programs, Alaska Performance Scholarships for students with high grades and test scores, and Alaska Education Grants for students with financial need. These programs would be wound down by 2022. A portion of the fund that paid for these programs would be used to lower school districts' pension contributions. The third piece of legislation, Senate Bill 209, would also increase local pension contributions. Municipal and other government bodies that contribute to the public employees' retirement system would have to pay more. They currently pay the equivalent of 22% of salaries, but would have to pay 4.5% more by 2018. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz, a former legislator, says the bill was poorly thought out and didn't include municipal perspectives.
When they say that everything's put on the table, that doesn't mean you're carving up the municipalities and treating them like cash cows. And that's what they're trying to do right now. That's not acceptable. This has not been a process that has included municipal governments. It's not been a process that's included taxpayers. It has been a group of legislators operating in a closed room without adequate input, just trying to solve a math problem.
The fourth bill, Senate Bill 210, will cut the total amount the state pays to communities as revenue sharing in half, but it would increase the minimum payments to help protect rural communities. Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat who caucuses with the majority, says the state can't afford to continue the program in its current form.
Assisting those communities, primarily smaller communities throughout the state of Alaska that rely heavily upon the program, that may have 80, 90, 95% of their revenues to continue to keep their doors open. Whereas larger communities, they may only, this program may be less than 5% of their revenue, and they can probably make better adjustments.
Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Kathy Wasserman says the cost of all these changes could be large.
All I know is it's going to be a huge impact. You can't hand a state bill over to municipalities, lower the amount of money they get, and then hand them an extra bill and not have a huge impact.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says the bills were a necessary step to help close a state deficit of more than $4 billion. The four bills could provide about $100 million, although the fiscal analysis must be completed.
This suite of bills is attempting to address, you know, a huge hole in Alaska's budget. And it is a suite of bills that work together, and there is criticism to be had for any of the bills individually. But our goal is, taken as a whole, that these bills will provide an opportunity for communities to understand the magnitude of the problem that the state is facing.
McKinnon and Kelly co-chair the Senate Finance Committee. The committee plans to announce opportunities for public testimony on the four bills. In Juneau, this is Andrew Kitchenman.